take the mic.
So I'm Gehendra from University of Arkansas. You can see the leaves, right? It's spinners, but they are diseased. And I'm glad that, like, you know, there are many talks prior to mine. Talks, like, everyone was talking, like, many people were talking about disease and disease resistance. So I think, like, many people over here will know the things. So these are disease, it's spinners. Disease is downy mildew. The concern is, like, I have poison. Like, you know, if you take these spinners, if you go to the spinners, like, you know, market and buy spinners pack, go home to make salad, open. And if you get this kind of leaf, I don't think you will eat. So that's the concern. They are diseased, they are not marketable. Then another issue, almost 50% of spinners are organic based. In organic based production system, they cannot use fungicides to control disease. So that's another issue. So as a breeder, what we're trying to do is we are trying to, like, identify the resistant alleles and integrate the resistant allele into the cultivar and develop a resistant cultivar. That's the target. In my study, what we did, we accessed the genetic germplasm of from all around the world. There were, like, more than 450 accessions that we investigated and identified, like, some of the, like, you know, the tolerance level. So we identified and we screened the tolerant spinach lines, and we are going to, like, use whole genome resequencing effort to identify SNP marker and use association analysis to identify the marker that are, or to identify the genetic region that are associated with the resistance. We'll use this marker to conduct marker association selection, and step by step we'll be developing and releasing of durable resistant cultivar with both qualitative resistance as well as quantitative resistance in the near future. And that's an opportunity, or we are, that's what we are, like, looking forward to, the impact of our work in coming years. Thank you.